shit like he was handicapped. Made that nigga stand on it. Now his ass can't stand me now. Has to fuck, I'm leaking up. I don't smoke no. Yo, what's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Vibe With Me. It is your boy, Rashad, and it's just been so much going on in the tabloids, in the streets, everywhere. But we're not going to play around. We're going to get right into it. So the first topic I want to talk about is academics and LL Cool J. Now, what happened was DJ Academics, he was on Twitch and he called some rappers Broke and Dusty. And the reason why some rappers took it to offense and some called him out, LL Cool J was one of them. Now, what made it so interesting to me was LL Cool J made a video, didn't address him by name, but he was just letting him know, like, look, we pioneers in this game. We're the reason why you are able to feed off of us. And not only did he tell him that, he was just letting him know, like, why are we the only culture that do this? He said the whites don't do it. The Spanish don't do it. We don't. None of us do it. Why are we always the ones that put each other down? And, hey, he right on that. He definitely right on that. But one thing I wanted to make a point to say is when it comes to DJ Academics, he get drunk, he yell on his stream, he disrespect women. By the way, he was talking about Reginae, that's Lil Wayne's daughter. He was talking about how she was messing with a gangster, now she messing with a dude that look feminine. Who are you to speak on this man? You don't know that man. And why are you worried about it? I understand you get bored sometimes, but if you don't know the situations that's going on in these people's relationships, don't speak on it, because if that dude approach you, you ain't going to have that same energy. I know you behind that keyboard with them fat-ass fingers, and you want to get the, you know, clack, 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 clack. You know what I'm saying? Relax. Some things you don't got to report on. I understand you want to be, I understand where you are as far as being a blogger and doing hip-hop and all that. I get it. But some things we don't need your opinion on. We rarely need your opinion on hip-hop. I'm really mad that he has a voice in hip-hop. And I'm not saying this as no hater. I'm really serious about that. Because his following came from not only on Everyday Struggle. Before the war in Chirac, he was doing a little bit of blogging before then, but the war in Chirac really put him on. And what the war in Chirac is it was a series that he was covering in Chicago. And the series was about Chicago drill scene and the drill scene rappers, but it was murdering. And he was giving these rappers names. And if you heard him talking about it, he was, it's like the series was taking over him. Like, he was really, it's like he developed a character. And I'm just like, you talking like you living it. And I just couldn't understand why he was so passionate about it. Because for you to be just so in tune of reporting on these murders and who beefing with who, and it was just crazy. But he, like I said, he did it for a while, and then, like I said, he moved on to other ventures in hip-hop. But yeah, that Chicago scene put him on. And like I said, now he's still a blogger, but he got a podcast and he on YouTube. He's everywhere. But like I said, just because he has a platform don't mean that everything he spew out is gospel. But also, he got no one to tone it down, Academics. You just be loud, yelling like a bitch. You get emotional. When people don't want to do interviews with you, then you make whole streams about them, trying to assassinate their character. Everybody that you praise don't do interviews with you. You swear you Drake's biggest fan, he ain't doing no interview with you. You was reporting on everything that Dirk did, he ain't doing no interview with you. I'm not saying these things to put you down. What I'm saying is, humble yourself. I understand, you know, you got a little fame now. Humble yourself. Because I'm telling you, man, these pioneers in hip-hop, they not taking things lightly. You see how they've been coming at you. And he's also been getting threats because he spoke about it. So, like I said, watch your tone. And just, you can have fun, man. Just have fun, man. But stop being disrespectful, man. Because I'm telling you, man, your day coming. Your day is coming. I'm telling you that. Watch what you say. Watch your energy. Because I'm telling you, your day is coming, my friend. But we off of academics right now. We're going to keep moving forward. So right now, we're going to go to the Rolling Loud. So at Rolling Loud this weekend, there was a whole bunch of performers. Shout out to all the artists that were there. I saw Ice Spice. I saw 21. I saw ASAP. Lil Baby. It was a lot of artists there. Lil Nicky was the headliner. On Friday, she shut it down. Future was there. What I loved about her set the most was everybody was singing all her songs. And not only were everybody singing all her songs, she had a whole bunch of guests come out. She had G Herbo. She had Lil Uzi. She had Bia. Favio. Foreign came out. She, like I said, she really put on a performance. And she's about to be performing at Powerhouse, I think in Philadelphia, at the end of next month. So, like I said, shout out to Nicki. You know, she may go back and forth subtweeting with Cardi online. Everybody know y'all subtweeting each other. To be honest, I really feel like they best friends on the low. But I really just want them to make music. So also, when it comes, speaking of subtweeting, Cardi and Akbar, they were subtweeting over the weekend. Not the weekend, earlier in the week, and, you know, things got real heated. Some videos got put up about both of them from back in the day. Akbar really got trending after this video of her and a rapper got put out there, and somehow her account got suspended. We don't know how it got suspended, but her account got suspended. And she's rumored to be going in the booth to write a diss track. I'd rather hear that than hear y'all going back and forth on Twitter. Let me see y'all bars, man. Put the bars up. That's what we love to hear. But also, I never thought I'd see the day where it's so many women rappers don't like each other. It's a lot of women rappers that do not like each other. But in the world of hip-hop, people going beef, people going diss each other. But leave it in the booth. Please leave it in the booth. Now, speaking of Cardi, because we're going back on Cardi. Cardi just dropped. Well, not dropped, but she just guest appeared on Glorilla's track Tomorrow. It's been going crazy on YouTube. Stream it up. Also, Cardi is going back and forth with Tasha K. The lawsuit is still up in arms as far as the payment. You know, Tasha K claims she can't pay Cardi, but Cardi want it all. She want everything. She want the bank accounts. She want the house. She wants everything. So, as that definitely comes to fruition, I'm going to keep y'all posted. Now, a lot of y'all have heard, and the rumors are true. Boston Celtics head coach, Ime Udoka. I butchered his name, I'm sorry. I think it's Ime Udoka, something like that. I'm not even going to try to pronounce the name right. Now, he was caught having an affair with a staffer that works with him. Now, this staffer that works with him is married. And the husband found out. So, I guess the husband told the organization. Anyway, it's messy. So, that's first and foremost. You got she married to her husband. He's engaged to Nia Long. Now we got that out the way. Let's get further and deeper down. He has been suspended for the year. She has not got no type of discipline as of yet. So we don't know what's going to happen. We are awaiting with bated breath, but we're not going to stress. But we also just think that's very interesting. And we're going to leave it like that. Now, as far as Nia Long goes, this is very embarrassing as far as her having to hear it, how she heard it. Of course, the outpouring of love for her on social media has been strong. Of course, everybody's in Nia's corner. We love Nia. You know what I'm saying? Not only is she a black queen, but she's a highly decorated actress, mother. Come on, man. We in your corner, Nia. You already know that. So, but she says she's, you know, working it out as far as, you know, how she's feeling and how she's taking it all in. So, that's where she's at with that. Of course, we're praying for her, of course, so you know that. Now, there are rumors of other women, but their names haven't came forward yet, but we'll see what happens later down the line as things, you know, really develop even more. So, now, switching gears here to a little sadder note. Now, as you all know, a couple weeks ago, PNB Rock was shot at the Roscoe's in California. The LAPD has formally got a shooter in custody, and they said he is the alleged killer for PNB Rock. He's a 17-year-old male. They didn't put his name out there, but his dad's name is Sean Tron. A lady has been picked up as well. But the father is still on the loose, so they are still looking for the father. They are assuming that the father was the getaway driver. But also, they said after they got away, they burnt the car. So they're trying to cover their bases. So that's where we are with that. As we get further, more details, we will let you know. But as of right now, they have two people in custody. The alleged shooter and the father. And the mother, I'm sorry. Well, we really don't even know if it's the mother. But she got the same name, so I'm assuming it's either the mother or the sister. But, yes, they are in custody. Also, I want to talk about everybody talking about the Jeffrey Dahmer documentary. Now, the thing about the Jeffrey Dahmer documentary that is interesting to me is the guy that played Jeffrey Dahmer is Evan Peters. He was in Marvel. He's in some Marvel movies and he's in some other stuff too. But he had to go to a dark place to bring this character to life. And I really hope that he can come back from it, because we all seen what happened with Heath Ledger and the Joker. It really took him out of here. So, like I said, we just praying for peace when it comes to, you know, your mental and things of that nature. So, but it was a good doc. You know, shout out to Niecy Nash. Shout out to everybody else that was involved. It was definitely a good doc. As far as new music, I haven't really seen a new music for this week. Besides the Glorilla and Cardi B. I'm pretty sure some artists about to come out this weekend, though. I am pretty sure. So, also, when it comes to matters of the heart in these relationships, learn how to vet people more. Don't be rushing. Be friends first. You know, develop that relationship. A lot of people be wanting to just hot pocket these relationships, man. You ain't gotta be so fast. Let things take its course, man. Let it do what it's gonna do. Know who your friends are. Know who your potential mates are. Know the people who trying to do you wrong. You gotta know what people place at in your life. Everybody not your friend. Some people just want to come in your life just to take. Some people come in your life to pour into you. Just know where they stand, man. Know where they stand in your life. Also, too, it's okay to date in your bracket. And the reason why I say it's okay to date in your bracket is some people will be trying to go after people. It's not worth the, what they say, the orange juice ain't worth the squeeze. You out here saying, why she expensive? She expensive because she not yours. You can't afford her. The way she live her life, she might be one of them type of women that she might require a lot of maintenance, and you might not be the type of guy that can fund that bill. That's okay. Don't beat yourself up over it. You out here trying to get you a video vixen or an Instagram model. You better go get you a librarian or a federal government worker. Stick within your bracket. I'm telling you, man. Stick within your bracket. You'll be much happier. Date who like you. I'm telling you, man. It's okay. Don't act like it ain't okay. It's okay. Date who like you. But also, find somebody who is interested in the things you like, and vice versa. The last thing you really want is to be dating somebody y'all ain't got nothing in common. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are your do's and don'ts? You know what I'm saying? A person can't sleep a certain way, can't snore. For me, one of my main things a woman have to have, she got to have a bomb personality. Because I love to laugh. I love to have fun. She got to have a banging personality. She got to have a dope spirit. I want her to be saved. If she's not saved, it's not a deal breaker, but I will really encourage her to be saved. It's just how I live my life. I want to be equally yoked. Yes, sir. But also, knowing what you want is half the battle. Finding it and being able to become one is another. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for laughing. Thank y'all for being here. You are tuned into another episode of Vibe With Me. It is your boy, Rashad. Like, share, and subscribe. See y'all next week.